I'm joined by Hannah Salama of the Oxford Research Group, who's been looking into how Syrian activists compile casualty figures. Hannah, today the local coordinating committees in Syria said they recorded the sort of highest death toll, 343. Other groups say it was the third highest. But just give us an idea, your sense of how reliable such figures are.
Well, first thing to say, the situation in Syria is presently very difficult, and there are virtually no independent observers inside the country. So as you may know, the UN investigations on the figures in Syria are happening mostly at the border region and rely mostly on the activists inside the country. So in terms of this week's figures, or the one yesterday that you referred to, what we can say is that we do need to consider these figures seriously and judge them based on how they were collected. So in terms of it being the bloodiest day, I would say that I receive information every day from Syria which claims that the day before was the bloodiest day, and the month of August was also reported as the bloodiest month. So it's just to, you know, we just have to follow up on that.
One of the striking things about casualty figures like this is that they often coincide with UN meetings, which raises suspicions. Is that fair?
I don't see that they often coincide with UN meetings, actually. The UN is meeting because of the crisis, and it obtains records, you know, from activists on the ground and from their own observers in the border regions, as I said. And I guess that they're mostly publicized around the time that the UN is making a big decision. And it's important, of course, for the UN to know the facts. And the fact that sometimes the media portrays it as being unverified or things like that can make it more difficult for decision makers to, you know, assess the information that they received, when in fact, I guess they could be doing more research into how these numbers are collected.
How are the figures compiled, and how are they corroborated?
Okay, so with the casualty recorders that we speak to, one being INSAN, that's based in Lebanon, and one being Syria Tracker, that's based inside of Syria, a lot of it comes from citizens, from activists, and from social media. And these records, I think, must contain names and places and identifiers that can be used for corroboration. In the earlier part of the crisis, I guess, or the conflict, there was some of the recorders were able to verify with some families on the ground, especially before the protests start. But obviously now this is not possible because it's a very dangerous situation there. A lot of the groups take each other's numbers and try to corroborate it in terms of the names they received and things like that. And I guess to say the fact that there is a differentiation must be in the way they define who they will count or who they will record. So some organization will only record civilians, and then that becomes a question of how do they qualify, who are the civilians and who are the combatants.
Do the figures kind of check out historically when they're ever sort of revisited?
Well, this is the problem with the Syrian crisis. It hasn't ended, so there's no, there isn't a chance for independent verification just yet. Although it should happen sooner rather than later, because of course with time you lose a lot of the information. But what I can say is most of the recorders don't have greatly varying figures. So that's something as well.
Could you say who is most reliable?
I don't think I can say that, no, because, like I said, they also would be operating in different regions, and some of them would be either outside of Syria or inside of Syria. So I think that has a great bearing on what they do. It's not to say that the ones that we work with don't have a very clear political agenda. Some of them do, in fact. But we judge them, like I said, based on their methods of collection.
So you're saying that you have issues with the media. You're using the phrase sort of this is unverifiable. Just explain that a bit more.
I guess I feel like the media must kind of define what it means by verified, because it could be internally verified. So, for example, if different organizations have different lists of names and people who were killed in a certain location, then they can verify it through that way, through corroborating. But if the media means like external verification through independent, for example, UN observers, then that's another issue that we're talking about. But it doesn't mean that the numbers themselves don't check out or untrue. So that's mostly kind of my issue with that, is it's the term can be used for both things, like both ways, and it's just a matter of clarifying what we mean. And I guess with casualty records, the media and other actors in this conflict need a very high standard of proof, which can only be really obtained perhaps sometime after the conflict has ended, just because you can interview people, you can have on the ground investigations.
We've got this headline figure of 343. There doesn't seem to be much verification of that. What would it take to sort of satisfy you that this was a verifiable figure?
I guess I would have to check their independent their records and see what have they come up with and what have others come up with. Now the LCC is kind of big, and it works with many of the recorders that I've been talking about. So it might be an accumulated figures over several regions, in which case it'd be harder to verify because not everyone works in the same regions. But I think what's important really is not the actual number, it's the records themselves, the names and the place of death, not only for the international community to know that there were deaths that occurred, but also for their families. A lot of people in this conflict are fleeing and they're dying not in their hometown, and that's the news of their death needs to be brought to the families, of course, foremost, who will want to know what happened to them.
How trustworthy do you think the LCC is in terms of this type of figure?
I can't comment on that, sorry.
But the organization you studied have used their numbers in the past?
So the LCC has used a collection of numbers of organizations we've studied, yeah. So, I can't tell you about their reliability, but what I can say is that it's important that those figures are out there. And yes, there's like an amount of uncertainty, but regardless of that, if you have the numbers and you have those records, you can always look back and check. Of course, the problem is we don't know when that could happen because of the intensity of the conflict. But
sort of recap, it's important for the media to report these figures.
Yes.
But what sort? If you don't like the term unverified, what kind of health warning do you think we should give them?
These are the early figures. So, of course, there's an element of time. The numbers are reported kind of as soon as they happen, but there is always revisions over time. So maybe that's the qualification I would give it.
Okay, Hannah. Thanks very much.
All right. Is that